And now to Chippewa County, which has experienced a massive surge in methamphetamine use over the past 4 years, spending more on drug-related health care than any other county in Wisconsin. The statistics come from its campaign called Stand Against Meth. How has meth affected your life or your loved ones? Are you struggling with addiction and seeking help? Join in your story, 800-642-1234. Rose Beyer is Criminal Justice Services Director for Chippewa County and coordinates the Stand Against Meth campaign. Rose, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you very much for having me today.
Well, explain the problem. How severe of a problem is meth in Chippewa County?
Sure. Well, we know not only in Chippewa County, but all over the state, and especially in the northern region, it's crippling families, leaving our service providers and criminal justice system really grasping for resources and interventions. In Chippewa County, we've been tracking the effects of meth since about 2014-15, and we've noticed very staggering increases in the meth epidemic in our area. It's inundating our jails, it's limiting our foster home resources, and it's really having an impact overall our county budget, not just in the criminal justice area.
Methamphetamine, a powerful, highly addictive stimulant drug affecting the central nervous system. Where is the meth coming from?
Well, from what I've learned from law enforcement and other trainings that I've been participating in, it's now coming, they believe, from the southern borders in the United States, coming up into the metropolitan areas such as Minnesota. I believe Chippewa County and the surrounding counties in my area are seeing such inundation because of the major highways that we have going through our towns from bigger metropolitan cities such as Minneapolis. Years ago, we used to have meth labs in the county and one pot labs, but since the government has put stipulations on over-the-counter medications and things to make the methamphetamine, it seems like we don't see those as often as it coming in from out of area.
Yeah, some of the chemicals used to produce meth are like chemical drain cleaners and antifreeze, paint thinners, and these over-the-counter cold medicines. Has your county considered ways to make it harder to get these items?
I think it really has been made harder just legislatively, throughout the entire state to get some of these items. There are checks with driver's licenses, or you have to sign out certain types of these items now, I believe, in many of the areas in Wisconsin.
How has the meth crisis infiltrated your community? You mentioned jails and foster care. How has it really invaded, families and workplaces, business and industry and public spaces?
Sure. I think it's invaded all of those. And I'm sure it's not just a problem right here in Chippewa Falls, or Chippewa County. We are really having a hard time business-wise with getting people who are employable and it's not just because of COVID, but because of the methamphetamine epidemic. We're also seeing our foster home care rates, just to give you an idea, just to picture what that looks like. In 2014, we had 12 kids in out-of-home care for child protection services due to meth-related incidents. In 2020, that was 185 kids. So
Wow. We're
really looking at that type of data across the board. Our district attorney cases that they process, our public health kids with special care needs. And that's what we're using to gauge part of that meth epidemic that's happening in our area.
What is the impact on homelessness?
We are seeing more homelessness. Chippewa County is a rural county. Eau Claire is right next to us. It's a little bit larger population, and I know homelessness has increased there, but we are seeing it as well. People that are even coming into our jail that don't have a place to live, that are homeless, that are being released back out. I don't have the exact numbers for you for that, but I can tell you that we are noticing, especially in my field.
You are Criminal Justice Services Director. What does your job entail, and how does it relate to this meth problem?
Sure. So as the Criminal Justice Services Director, I oversee our recovery court, which a lot of counties call drug court. It's a treatment court. I oversee all of our front-end intervention and treatment programs and adult diversion programs. I also work with our jail programming and our drug testing. And then I coordinate what we call our Criminal Justice Collaborating Council, which is a council made up of all the top decision makers in the criminal justice system, as well as coordinate the Take a Stand Against Meth campaign. So it really goes hand in hand with what I see every single day in regard to treatment and services and intervention and what we're trying to do with the campaign, which is prevention, education, and intervention.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the campaign in a moment, but are the diversion aspects for adult diversion and the treatment services, is there enough?
No, I would say there's never enough. We really, part of our ask for the campaign and part of what we've been getting back from the community around the treatment aspect of it, especially before becoming involved in the criminal justice system, there just isn't enough access to it. It's getting better. I believe the legislation with allowing medical assistants to pay for residential treatment is now helping a little bit, but there's just not enough treatment providers out there and long enough residential treatment. And then the transition from treatment for individuals is also a struggle.
And treatment close to home, that too has been a struggle for families. And I would imagine in rural areas, yeah.
I'm sorry, we are fortunate here that we do have a few residential placement providers right within our area or our vicinity. But for a lot of the rural northern counties, it's just doesn't exist and they have to go extremely far from home for that.
You know, Rose, the opioid epidemic and the addiction to prescription painkillers, that has been so front and center. How does that compare to what you're seeing with meth?
Well, I think the opioid addiction has gotten a lot of publicity, a lot of attention. I think with the opioid addiction, you're looking at more fatality and overdoses with that addiction, and also the ability for medical assisted treatment. So I think it has gotten more attention, although I think the meth has become almost, especially in the northern area, almost as you know, I'm trying to find my word here, but people are overdosing now because of meth, because the drugs are laced with other drugs like fentanyl. Some people are taking meth and heroin, for instance. So I think we're seeing more of that now, and I do believe that the state and the legislators really starting to become more aware. Our legislators recently invited us down to speak with the Assembly on Substance Abuse and Prevention about the campaign and what's going on here in our county.
Yeah, a compounding problem. Rose Beyer, coordinator of the Stand Against Meth campaign in Chippewa County, grassroots community effort to address the drug crisis. Is your community ravaged by meth? How has it affected your residents? Do you work in healthcare or in a social service agency role? What can you say about meth use in the patient or clients you work with? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about how Chippewa County has been hit hard with meth use. Here is the voice of Tom, a recovering user from a Stand Against Meth documentary.
I chalked up my overdoses as mismanagement, not as brushing with death. I just disconnected myself with it, so I didn't have to face the what was really going on.
Is your loved one battling drug addiction? What resources have helped? What can counties do? Still time, 800-642-1234. Rose Beyer, Criminal Justice Service Director in Chippewa County, with us for about 9 more minutes. Rose, we just heard from Tom there, who shared his experience with meth addiction. How difficult is it to treat meth?
Well, I think it's very difficult. Like I talked or alluded to before, there really isn't any medical assisted treatment to help curb those cravings with meth and help people to gradually get off of the meth, such as with the opioids. Individuals actually say the physical withdrawal when I've talked to them from meth is a little bit easier, but that the cravings last longer and it's really hard to kick the habit.
What has happened in the pandemic with meth use?
Gosh, in the pandemic, we've just seen a lot of people in our programs, our recovery court, our diversion and treatment programs, relapsing. I think people are stuck at home, isolated, and usage has probably increased. It's hard to tell. I think it's going to catch up with us now because there wasn't an ability for law enforcement to be stopping vehicles and doing things that they normally would do during the pandemic when things were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have seen that really catch up. Looking at numbers, and just from January to May with one of our local police departments, to give you an idea number-wise, in 2017, they had recovered 78.5 grams of methamphetamine in their area, Chippewa Falls. And in 2021, in that same amount of time, they had recovered 342 grams of methamphetamine. So
huge increase.
It's huge. And it's only, even with all of the things that we're trying to do to help decrease and prevent it, it still is there.
Your Stand Against Meth campaign and this curriculum you've developed for schools, really trying to talk with young people and teens about what is going on. Can you explain what you're trying to convey?
Definitely. So with the campaign, we're really trying to do prevention and address adverse childhood experiences with youth. Adverse childhood experiences are abuse, neglect, or household dysfunction that someone might have growing up, and they get an ACE score. So a lot of these kids that we're seeing, these youth, have really high ACE scores, which will lead to the probability of increased physical and mental health and behavioral issues as adults. So we're trying to not only address those in the youth, but also prevent and educate, provide prevention and education, and also get them involved in the community events that are positive.
What have those events been like? What is that community outreach like?
Sure. So with the Take a Stand Against Meth campaign, we really started with trying to get all of the community involved and building task force teams in the community around business, health and wellness, service organizations, faith, education, and law enforcement areas, thinking that would encompass all individuals that want to be involved. A few of our groups and our core team have come up with action plans based on community feedback. We had community town hall meetings, and they told us what they wanted and what they thought we needed and needed areas or suggestions. So one of those was involved around community outreach and the youth. So we developed in partnership with CISA-10 a curriculum that is specifically related to meth that can be used in kindergarten through eighth grade. Although schools have curriculum and AODA curriculum, a lot of it doesn't focus specifically on meth, which is significantly addictive. So we created this Not Even Once curriculum that will be rolled out hopefully soon to all of our school jurisdictions if they want to use it.
We're talking with Rose Beyer, the Criminal Justice Services Director for Chippewa County, coordinator for the Stand Against Meth campaign. As we've been talking about, you can join in. What questions do you have about meth? What do you want to know about the drug's effects? What do you want to know about treatment options or what your community has done? 800-642-1234. Angela is joining us from Baraboo. Angela, hi. What is your perspective?
Hi, I am calling because back when I was in college, I took a psychology course, and it consistently what it seemed to say was that in order to pick up a good habit or get rid of a bad habit, any type of addiction, what you needed was a consistent 90 days of treatment, and you needed to be taken out of the environment in which the habit started. And with insurance companies, you'll get 30 days of rehab. And then, boom, you get dropped right back into the same place where you were doing meth or heroin or whatever bad habit you had before. And I just kind of feel like unless we change that, we're setting people up for failure.
Rose, your thoughts?
I completely agree with you, Angela. It is one of the necessary items, and it's one of our legislative asks with the campaign is the longer treatment. You need to have that longer treatment. Even when you stop using meth, it takes up to a year for your levels and your dopamine levels, those chemical balances to straighten out. And we're really seeing if we put people in treatment for 30 days and they're going back to that same environment and don't have a sober housing or sober living arrangement, they're relapsing and it's not successful.
Angela, thanks for the call. So when you talk about your legislative asks and you address lawmakers at the Capitol, what does Chippewa County need? Where are the solutions?
Sure. I think those really fall around the treatment, the intervention pieces with the transitional housing, with the longer term ability to be in residential treatment. Those are the really big two things that we are focusing on. Chippewa County, we do not have ability. We have sober housing for my programs, a three-bedroom house, but we don't have any transitional sober housing or transitional programs outside of residential that are long-term, that can help somebody longer-term, like up to a year, put what they've learned in residential treatment into practice.
Yeah, so that transitional housing you see as is a real key here, that there's not enough of it.
Yes, I completely see that here, especially for people re-entering our jails, which a majority of our individuals in jail do have, probably 90% of them have some type of addiction or mental health issue. So especially for those individuals who are re-entering into the community and have no place to go back to that's appropriate or safe.
I wonder, as federal pandemic aid trickles down to county governments, could some of these funds be put toward fighting the meth problem?
I think they possibly could. I'm hoping that happens. I know in our county, some of those aids are being looked at right now. There hasn't been a decision, but our core group of administrators is really looking at options and what can be a long-term benefit for applying those funds.
Circling back to the Stand Against Meth campaign, what is the next stage of this campaign? Where are you taking it?
Well, right now we're currently recruiting actively volunteers. The core team has ranked and prioritized all of the feedback that we've gotten from the community, which is about probably 13, 20 items. And we're focusing on three areas right now. The biggest one was the creating reporting opportunities for an education for the community. So we're trying to implement a Crime Stopper program in the community, but I need community board members and help from all of our community to get this up and running. The other two areas of focus are the faith and service organization involvement and education and buy-in from businesses and landlords related to people with addiction or who are in recovery, getting the faith and service more involved with foster care recruitment.
Yes, a lot of work to do. Rose, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Rose Beyer, coordinator of the Stand Against Meth campaign and Criminal Justice Services Director for Chippewa County. We have a link to the campaign at wpr.org/mornings. This is the Ideas Network.